It's Tuesday, September 21st, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pfizer and BioNTech have announced that their COVID-19 shots are, quote, safe and effective, end quote, for 5 to 11-year-olds. And they will seek approval for use in the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere, reports the Wall Street Journal. CDC data indicates that only 0.5% of children under 12 have received at least one dose of the shot, and 53% of children between 12 and 15 years of age have received at least one dose. As of Monday, 76.1% of Americans over 18 years of age have received some form of the COVID shot. Meanwhile, the panic over COVID has increased to record levels. Now, a Fox News poll finds 74% of registered voters are extremely or very concerned over the disease. That's up from 69% in August. The same survey revealed that 56% support Biden's vaccine mandate for big companies. A new study found natural immunity to be far superior to COVID shot-induced immunity. The study conducted in Israel discovered the risk of infection was 13 times higher for people receiving the injection against those who had been previously infected with the COVID-19 virus. The risk for symptomatic breakthrough infections was 27-fold higher for those who had received the injection. Psalm 139, verse 14 says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. However, the unvaccinated are digging in. A recent Washington Post ABC News poll found that 67% of non-vaccinated Americans would quit their jobs if vaccines were mandated. Only 18% would submit to the shot. While Mexico, Argentina, and other Central and South American countries have recently approved abortion, Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele is still holding the line. Among his list of constitutional reforms, Bukele said via Facebook, he is rejecting any moves to compromise on, quote, the right to life from the moment of conception, marriage, keeping only the original design, a man and a woman, end quote, and euthanasia. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God, and he shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth, by clear shining after rain. 2 Samuel 23, verses 3 and 4. NASA scientists report they have discovered that the Creator put salt on the surface of the planet Mars. Scientists hypothesize that there was once water on Mars, but if there ever was a lake on the planet, it would have dried up within 50 years. NASA's Perseverance Mars rover completed a first in exploration history, collecting a few rock samples from the planet and analyzing the content. The first analysis finds volcanic basalt in composition as well as salt deposits. In God's providence, the U.S. economy is registering a downturn in the markets. Bitcoin hit $44,000 today, down from $52,600 on September 6th, reports CNBC.com. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average hovered around 34,000. That's down from a peak of 35,400 on September 2nd. On Monday, the Dow dropped a dramatic 971 points, reports the New York Post. That's a 16% drop for Bitcoin, a 4% drop for the Dow, and a 4% drop in gold over the same time frame. Much of the present crisis has been stirred up by the collapse of the Chinese real estate market. China's largest heavily indebted real estate company, called Evergrande, has lost 84% of its stock value thus far this year, reports Bloomberg. And finally, Guinness Book of World Records continues to log the most amazing feats accomplished by humans and animals alike, created by the genius of Almighty God. For instance, an American named Zion Clark was born without legs, but he took the world record for fastest 20 meters by walking on his hands. He did it in 4.78 seconds. A Canadian, Olivier Rios, is now the tallest teen on record. He's 7 foot and 5.33 inches tall. And Lollipop and Sashimi, a dog and cat hailing from Canada, captured the world record for the fastest 5 meters on a scooter. The duo knocked it out in 4.37 seconds. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 21st in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.